Donegal has been split in two three-seaters, obviously, and areas like St Johnstone were represented in the southwest, so you had to go 50 or 60 miles to your local TD. When Donegal has been opened up into a five-seater, as proposed, it will give, especially the Fun Valley area, a better chance of electing someone to the Dáil. Obviously, the part in Ballyshannon, Ballantra, has been lost to the south, to Sligo Leitrim, but a lot of people down there would regard Sligo maybe as their hinterland. But I would welcome the area that I did represent in the council, Raphoe, Lifford, St Johnstone, had gone into South West. So from my point of view, I'd welcome that area that I grew up in and that I still have a lot of contacts with would be people who now can vote for me if they wish. Up to now, they were the last two general elections they were in the South West.
Is it your belief that the government will accept the recommendations of the Commission and that we will see these proposed new boundaries in place before the next general election?
Oh, I think that's a given, yeah. I think the Taoiseach has said that whatever the recommendations are, that the Cabinet will agree them, because I would believe that if the Cabinet said we want to maybe change somewhere, that it would be seen as gerrymandering. So this is an independent Commission that did this report based on population and boundaries to get maybe to keep Donegal as intact as possible.